people working together in professions, in professional people, learn to know what each other can do and have an inner communication and understanding that makes their profession successful. They don't have to talk when they know their job. Writing on a 747, the hostesses and the stewards, they don't talk a lot. They move back and forth and here and there, working with each other through sign language, body language. That's how they communicate. Why? They're professionals. What is a professional? One who knows his job, working with others who know their job, and they don't have to constantly discuss their job or the increments of the job because it's fairly repetitive. So they use talking as a tool. I was raised in the Chettiar community, and one of the codes of ethics there is you never open your mouth and speak unless you make a profit. In that community, you're not prophesizing, you're making a profit you can put in your pocket. So then, when they're not talking, what are they doing? They're taking in, understanding, calculating, and waiting the opportunity to close the deal. A lady of the Jewish community told one of our monks when we were selling a very large printing press, and she was in New York, and they were talking about something, and he said, well, we're trying to sell this press, and we've sold a Heidelberg press. And she said, don't tell me that you've sold your Heidelberg press. She said, I'd like to say something to you, young man. Don't you tell me you sold your Heidelberg press. She said, I'm going to just give a little talk. Are you ready to listen? He said, yes. She said, get the money, 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 get the money. When you do, then you tell me you sold the press. And oddly enough, the deal fell through. That was a very good advice on what the word sold means. Sold means it's paid for. There's a lady in the Jewish community who had a very successful business, know exactly how to conduct business and what business actually is. The Gentiles don't do so well. Maybe they're too gentle. Who knows? Anyway, that's digressing a little bit from the power of silence, and we would suggest that you have a silent period once a week, preferably on the day that you were born. You're in silence. And start it for a half an hour. And let that extend to an hour to 2 hours. Of course, for ladies, you know, you're at home, so you can even be silent a longer time. But let it be a silence where you are silent. Not that you're not talking because you don't have anybody to talk to and you're waiting for the phone to ring. And then you talk for half an hour, 45 minutes, and you're thinking about what you're going to say when the phone does ring. Now let it be a silence that you go inside yourself and bring some of the teachings emerging with Shiva into action in your own life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? Silence of realization. So a good silent period occasionally is wonderful. Some of the famous actors take a whole day of silence because they're busy all the time, they're talking all the time, and you've seen them, I forget their names, but we've heard that they have a day of silence where they don't answer the phone, they don't talk to anybody, and everybody respects that day when they're regenerating themselves. Talking takes a tremendous amount of energy. Thinking takes a tremendous amount of energy. And talking and thinking at the same time takes a double amount of energy. So we want to thank you very much for listening to Knowledge About Silence. If anybody has any questions. Silence is getting louder. It's getting louder. Well, is anybody going to say anything?